Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, we're broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk basketball. Let's do G Money Sports Report and talk basketball, NBA and NCAA tournament basketball. Well, all right, let's talk NBA basketball. Let's go over Tuesday's games, Wednesday's games, and let's pick the winners for Thursday's games. And then we can go over the NCAA tournament because I think today is going to be the first day for the Sweet 16. So, let's go over the NBA. Tuesday game.
All right. Let me pull up those games right now. On Tuesday, there were six games. Game number one,
all right,
the Orlando Magic beat the Washington Wizards 122-112. You bet on the Magic.
The Magic
for the win.
All right. That's a win for G Money. So that's one win and zero losses. Let's go to game number two.
Game number two, the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Brooklyn Nets 115-109. You bet on Cavaliers. And it was Cavaliers for the win.
Yeah, that's two wins for G Money and no losses. Let's go to game number three.
Game number three, the Atlanta Hawks beat the San Antonio Spurs. No, sorry. Atlanta Hawks beat the Detroit Pistons 129-107. You bet on Hawks, and it was Hawks for the win.
Yeah, that's a win for G Money. That's three wins and zero losses. Let's go to game number four.
Game number four, the New Orleans Pelicans beat the San Antonio Spurs 119-84. You bet on the Pelicans, and Pelicans for the win.
All right. That's another win for G Money. So that's four wins or five wins?
Four.
That was game number four. Okay. So I'm 4-0 going into game number five.
Game number five. The Boston Celtics beat the Sacramento Kings 132-109. You bet on the Kings, but it was
Ooh.
Celtics for the win.
Oh, no. They upset my undefeated record for the day. Oh, man. Okay, so I got four wins and one loss. Let's go to game number six. Man, I can't believe Sacramento let get beat by the Brooklyn Nets. Wow. Okay, so I'm 4-1. Let's go to game number six.
Game number six, the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the L.A. Clippers 101-100. You bet on the Clippers, but it was Thunder for the win.
Okay. Well, and they played in L.A. too, huh? That's why
yep.
I picked L.A. for the win. Okay, so they got beat at home. All right, so that's two losses. Four wins and two losses. Let's go to game number seven.
Only six games on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. So I was 4-2. I went 4-4 on Monday, and I went 4-2 on Tuesday. So that means I'm 8-6 going into Wednesday's game. I'm 8-6. Ooh, that's not a good record, people. Too many losses. 8-6. All right. How many games on Wednesday? 10? 11 games on Wednesday?
Yesterday, there were 10 games.
10 games.
Game
okay.
number one. Game number one. The Denver Nuggets beat the Washington Wizards 118-104.
Okay. That was an automatic win. So that's a win for G Money. So that's one win and zero loss. Let's go to game number two.
Game number two, the Golden State Warriors beat the Dallas Mavericks 127-125. You bet on Warriors,
okay.
and it was Warriors for the win.
All right. Well, that's a win for G Money. So that's two wins and zero losses. Let's go to game number three.
Game number three. The Miami Heat beat the New York Knicks 127-120. You bet on the Knicks, but it wins.
I bet on the Knicks?
Yep.
Is that what we said? And I bet they played in New York. That's why I bet on the Knicks, because I thought they would win at home against, who did they play, Miami? Miami Heat?
Miami. They played in Miami.
Oh, they played in Miami, and the Knicks still won. Okay.
Yep.
Well, that was a loss for G Money. So that means I'm 3-1, 2-1. What is that? It's two wins and
that
one
means you're
loss.
You're 2-1. You're 2-1.
2-1. Okay. All right. So let's go to game number four. Wow. Messed up my undefeated day. All right. So I should have wins for the rest of the day. How many games today? 10?
There were 10 games yesterday. Yeah.
Wednesday, right? 10 games on Wednesday. Okay.
Yesterday, correct. Wednesday, yesterday.
Right. Okay. So I'm 2-1 Let's go to game number four.
Okay. Game number four, the Indiana Pacers beat the Toronto Raptors 118-114. You bet on the Raptors, but it was Pacers for the win.
Okay. Well, that's a loss for G Money. So that's two wins and two losses. Let's go to game number five. That should be my only two losses that whole day. So
game number five. Game number five, the Memphis Grizzlies beat the Houston Rockets 130-125. You bet on Grizzlies, and it was Grizzlies for the win.
All right. That's three wins and two losses. Let's go to game number six.
Game number six, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the San Antonio Spurs 130-94. Whoa, they beat them. They whooped them. You bet on the Bucks. It was Bucks for the win.
Yeah, that's a win for G Money. So that's four wins and two losses. Let's go to game number seven.
Let's see. Game number seven, the Philadelphia 76ers beat the Chicago Bulls 116-91. You bet on the Sixers, and it was Sixers for the win.
Yeah, that's a win for G Money. So that's five wins and two losses. Let's go to game number eight.
Game number eight, Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Atlanta Hawks 125-124. Close game. You bet on the Timberwolves, and it was Timberwolves for the win.
That's a win for G Money. So that's six wins and two losses. Let's go to game number nine.
Game number nine, the Portland Trailblazers beat the Utah Jazz 127-115. You bet on the Jazz, but it was Trailblazers for the win.
Oh, man. They messed up my winning streak. Okay. Well, that's a loss for G Money, so that makes me 6-3. Let's go to game number 10.
Game number 10, the Lakers beat the Suns 122-111. You bet on the Lakers. It was the Lakers for the win.
All right. Well, that's 7-3. So that's a good day for G Money. 7-3. Do we have another game? Do they have 11 games?
No, just 10 games.
When? Just 10. All right. 7-3. So let's see, what's my record now? 4-4 and 6-2. That's 10 and 6.
4-4. No. 4-4, and then you were 4-2, so that made it 8-6. And then, yesterday you were 7-3,
okay.
So that made that 15-9.
15-9. All right, that's better than 500. So that's getting better, people. That means I'm picking better wins. Okay, let's pick the games for Thursday, today. How many games are playing today on Thursday in the NBA?
Four games today.
Four games, okay. Let's see if I can pick all four games today.
All right, game number one, the New York Knicks play the Orlando Magic in Orlando.
Oh, man, that's going to be a tough one right out the gate, huh? Okay, I'm going to take the Knicks to beat the Magic. I'm taking the Knicks for the win.
All right, Knicks for the win. Game number two, the Cleveland Cavaliers are playing the Brooklyn Nets in Brooklyn.
Oh, Another tough game. Okay. I'm going to take the Cleveland Cavaliers playing against the Brooklyn Nets. I'm taking Cleveland for the win.
All right, Cleveland for the win. Game number three, the Charlotte Hornets are playing the New Orleans Pelicans in New Orleans.
Man, they got a set of tough games this day. Charlotte Hornets playing the Pelicans. Let me think. Where are they playing? In Louisiana? In New Orleans?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take the Pelicans for the win.
Okay, Pelicans for the win. Game number four, the final game today. The Oklahoma City Thunder is playing the L.A. Clippers in L.A.
Okay, let's see. The last time the Clippers played at home, they lost to Oklahoma. So now they're playing at home again. I don't know. I think Oklahoma's trying to get on a winning streak. The Clippers need to win, though, so they can keep moving forward, getting ready for the playoffs. Okay, Clippers versus Oklahoma. I'm going to take the Clippers for the win. I think the Clippers should win this time around. They lost to Oklahoma last time. So I think they'll win this Clippers.
All right, Clippers. All right. And that's it for today's games.
All right. Well, that's for the NBA. So now let's go to the NCAA tournament. Today is the first day of the 16 games. The Sweet 16 are playing starting today. They're playing 8 games today and 8 games tomorrow. So let's see who's playing. I know UCLA is playing against Gonzaga, and I'm betting on UCLA to win. At least that's what I want to win. So I don't know. They're saying Gonzaga is going to be ready for UCLA, but UCLA got to play well to win this game. So I'm taking UCLA for the win, but we haven't gotten there yet. What's game number one today?
Game number one, seventh-ranked Michigan State is playing third-ranked Kansas State.
Oh, wow, that's going to be a tough one. Dang, Michigan playing Kansas? That's going to be a tough game. Wow. I'm going to take Michigan State for the upset. Michigan State for the upset. They should beat Kansas.
Okay.
Oh, that's going to be a good game. All right.
Okay, Michigan State. Game number two, eighth-ranked Arkansas is playing fourth-ranked UConn.
Utah versus UConn.
Eighth-ranked Arkansas is playing fourth-ranked UConn.
Right. I'm going to go with UConn for the win. Fourth-ranked UConn should step up. They should win this game against Arkansas. Sorry, Arkansas. You had your run, but now it's time for you to step aside and let UConn win. Okay. That's going to be a good game, too. So UConn
right, game
for the
number
win.
Two.
Hello.
You ready to go on? I didn't know if you were going to talk anymore. Game number three, ninth-ranked Florida Atlantic is playing fourth-ranked Tennessee.
Well, Florida's been winning, but I think I'm going to take Tennessee for the win. I think Tennessee's going to show up and play out. So Tennessee for the win against Florida. Florida Atlantic, okay. Tennessee for the win. That should be a good game also.
Tennessee for the win. And the fourth game is third-ranked Gonzaga playing second-ranked UCLA.
I'm taking UCLA all day. I'm a California boy. I'm taking UCLA for the win. No doubt about it. UCLA for the win. Gonzaga's a good team, and it should be a good game. Hopefully UCLA will play really good today, but they'll win by like 2 points, 3 points. It'll be close, but UCLA for the win.
There are only four games today.
Oh, okay. I guess we'll pick tomorrow's games tomorrow. All right. Well, that's it. That's the NCAA, and we already went over all of the NBA games. So that's basketball sports report on G Money's Gregory Story. So, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the stepmaster for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready. And we came out on the yard, and we started stepping. And everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step, and somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there, and I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different. And we all got confused, and the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home.
Kill him again. Try to identify the man in front of you, but it ain't the goal to get. Yeah, all the money though. Swift and selection, this with plenty of. Like if it's dark, I spark every one of you. I throw a mic in the crowd if it's questions. I got the answer, it includes direction. Don't manufacture or master me after a blast of a master that has to make musical master. Cause the fact you rap till it's handicapped. You never hold a mic again, try to hand it back. For every rapper that comes, I cut off his thumb. Put a record to his neck, and he swallows a hump. Slice from ear to ear, so he can hear better. Before he bleeds to death, hear heavy letter. And you can see how quick and thick your blood can get if you try to change the style of the subject. As I can deepen the rhyme of becoming a MC murderer. Before I'm done, I'ma prepare the chamber. The torch is coming up. Trip through the mind, at the end you'll find it's the Punisher. Kill him again. I hold the mic as hostage, I seize his ransom. Rhymes to punish him cause they don't understand him. I heat up his brains and explain, then I hand him a red hot microphone, that's how I brand him. Rhymes for information, unite and ignite. Like a platoon putting bullet wounds in the mic. If you curse me it ain't no mercy. Give him an autopsy, kill five verse of me. I took a kid and cut off his eyelids. Killing him slow so he can see what I did. And if he don't understand what I said, I'm pushing his eyeballs way to the back of his head, so he can see what he's getting into. A part of the mind that he never been through. The journey is coming cause you're getting sent to a place harder to find, but it's all in the mental. I run a brain scan to locate his game plan. When I'm through with his brain, he ain't the same man. Did he lose his mind or lost in his mind? But this ain't the lost and found, because you can't find your foundation. Coasting, your mind is drifting in slow motion. Frozen, looks like another murder at the Mardi Gras, B. Too late to send out a search party. Once you're out of your head, then you can't get back. I give them a map, but they still get trapped. So prepare the chamber, the torch is coming up. Trip through the mind, at the end you'll find it's the Punisher. Kill him again. Dangerous rhymes perform like surgery, cut so deep, you'll be bleeding burgundy. My intellect wrecks and disconnects your cerebral cortex, your cerebellum is next. Your conscience becomes subconscious, soon your response is nonsense. The last words blurred, mumbled and slurred, then your words are no longer heard. You get your lump fries up with your tongue tied. He couldn't swing a hang, so he hung till he died. Reincarnate him and kill him again. Again and again, again and again. I leave him in the mausoleum so you can see him. I got a dead MC in museum. When I create him, I cremate him and complicate him. You can't save him, there's no ultimatum. Mics lay around full of ashes with the victim's name in splashes. I got a long list and I'ma get every one of ya. Beware of the Punisher. Then I'ma kill him again. Wake him up, kill him again.
Well, you know, I was telling you a story about my teen mother, who was the mother of my baseball team that I was coaching at the park. And she was coming to the nightclub that I was DJing at. And we were hanging out real tough. I really liked her. But she was dating my buddy, so I couldn't date her. And I left her alone. I mean, I still talk to her. She was my friend. But I couldn't get close to her like I really wanted to. So she brought her girlfriend from work to the club, and she introduced me to her. And this girl looked like my mother. She was beautiful. She was tall. She was big-breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. And I really liked her a lot. So I was talking to her, and we became good friends.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a three-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, was it Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory Stories. All right. Well, I'm G Money, and where was I going to start on my song? I'm G Money, and I'm G Money, and ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood. They love my smile. I'm running through the city, and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G Money. It's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoir Faire. Girls in the neighborhood French braid my hair. I'm G Money and I'm swinging on a swing like a gangster on the run. I'm like a street king. I'm G Money and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow. Old school flow. I'm G Money and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow. Old school flow. I'm G Money and I'm here to say I rap phone or microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. Yeah, and that's the last half of old school flow. Yeah, that's a good song, huh, people? Yep, I know you like that one. That's a real good song. All right. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a joke for you. There were three animals that came into the restaurant, and they sat down at a table, and the waitress came over and asked them if they were ready to order. And then the lion said, yes, I'm ready to order. I'll have a chocolate shake. And the waitress said, okay, one chocolate shake. And then she looked at the duck, and the duck said, I'll have a bologna and cheese sandwich. And she said, okay, one bologna and cheese sandwich. And then she went to the chicken and said, what would you like to order? And the chicken said, I'll have a grilled cheese sandwich. And the waitress said, okay, one grilled cheese sandwich. And she went back to the lion and she said, are you sure you don't want something to eat? And the chicken said, hey, lady, stay in your lane. If he was hungry, do you think we'd be here right now? Woo, I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. There was a turtle and a tarantula on the edge of a riverbank, and the tarantula was trying to get across the river, but he couldn't swim. So he asked the turtle if he could ride on his shell when the turtle swam across the river. And the turtle said, no, I can't let you ride because you're going to sting me. And the tarantula said, no, I promise I won't sting you. I just want to ride on your shell across to the other side of the river. And the turtle said, okay, if you're not going to sting me, you can ride on my shell. So get on my shell, and we'll ride across the river. And the tarantula got on the shell, and the turtle went into the river and started swimming across the river. And halfway across the river, the tarantula stung him. And the turtle said, hey, ow, that hurt. I thought you said you weren't going to sting me. And the tarantula said, I'm sorry, but that's just my nature. I couldn't help myself. Oh, OG Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, there was a little boy that went next door to his house, and he played with this girl that was his next-door neighbor. And he played with her all day, and he had a good time, and he really enjoyed playing with the little girl. And he came home for dinner that night, and he was sitting at dinner with his daddy, and he said, Daddy, I met this girl that lives next door to us, and I played with her all day. And I had a good time. I really liked playing with her, and I really like her a lot. And his father said, well, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he said, what? And then he went to bed, and he got up the next day, and he went across the street from his house to a house across the street where there were some girls playing, and he played with them all day. And he had a good time playing with those girls. And he came home that night and had dinner with his dad. He told his dad he met some girls that lived across the street from him. And he played with them all day, and he had a good time. And he really liked them a lot. And his daddy said, don't get excited about them because they are your sister. And he was like, what? And then he went to bed, and he got up the next day. And he went across the street down to the corner house. And he met a girl that was playing at the corner. And he played with her all day. And he had a good time playing with her. And and he really liked her a lot. And then he came home that night and had dinner with his dad. He told his dad that he met a girl that lived across the street down at the corner house, and he really liked her a lot. And he really liked her. And his father said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he said, what? And then he went to bed, and he got up the next day, and he went around the corner from his house, and he met a girl on the corner, around the corner from his house. And he played with her, and he had a good time, and he stayed and played with her all day. And she was tall and slim, and she had blonde hair and blue eyes, and she wore eyeglasses. And she seemed like she was really smart. And he said, wow, he really liked her a lot. And he said he was going to marry her when he gets older because he thinks she's a really nice girl. So he went home that night and told his daddy that he had met a girl that lived around the corner on the corner house. And he really liked her a lot. And he thinks he's going to marry her when she gets older. And his father said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he said, my sister, why all the girls I meet that I like, you keep telling me they're my sister? I can't get a girlfriend if every girl I meet is my sister. I'm so confused. I don't know what to think. I just don't know what to say because every time I like a girl, you tell me it's my sister. So I don't know what to think. Mama, and his mother came in there and said, yeah, baby, what's the problem? What's going on? And he says, every time I meet a girl, I come home and tell daddy that I met this girl and I really liked her. And he says, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. He said, how am I supposed to have a girlfriend if every girl I meet is my sister? I don't know what to think. I'm so confused. Mama, can you help me? And his mother said, baby, don't worry about what that man has to say, because, see, he really ain't your daddy. Woo! I'm T-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Let's go back to the radio show, and let's play a song. We'll be back to the show with some more music, and we'll be back for more clips in a minute.
So one day I was in a game. I was playing against my buddy's team, and the team I was playing for, I was new to the team, so I hadn't really established myself in a position. They just kind of put me wherever they could fit me in for the game. Now, right field is right behind the second baseman. That's the position that they usually put the sorry baseball players. Because nobody hits the ball to right field. So they put a lot of non-ball players in right field. If you have somebody that can't throw real far, they put them in right field. Or you put somebody that's real slow, they put them in right field. Or somebody that can't catch a fly ball, they put them in right field. So they put me in right field.
Big bang track metal bass. I'm the
down to my 50s and my 100s.
Big bang track, metal bang. 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 Big bang track, metal bang.
What a world of dollars. And I would take it out and bomb it up and throw it in the audience. And the people would dive on the floor to get them dollars. And then I'd go and I'd count the money and I'd raise it up. And I'd laugh.
Big bang track, metal bang. 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 Big bang track, metal bang.
And I'd walk around and I'd count the money again and I'm kissing the money and everything and I'm playing to the money. And I count it again and I pull out another dollar. And I ball it up and throw it in the crowd. And people are just going crazy.
Big bang track, metal bang. 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 Big bang track, metal bang.
They were like, oh man, this guy is crazy. And then I'd walk over and I would act like I was going to give him some money. I'd count out like $10 or $20. And I'd go to hand it to them. And then when they reach for the money, I'd pull it back and laugh.
Big bang track, metal bang. 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 Big bang track, metal bang.
I'm pulling back and laughing. No, you don't get me money. The money man. I'm the money man. I'm the money man. Yeah, I got the money.
Big bang track, metal bang. 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 Big bang track, metal bang.
I'm G Money, the pimp come. And if you didn't know, now you know.
The money man, I'm the money man. I'm the money man. Yeah, I got the money.
Big bang track, metal bang. Big bang track, metal bang. Big bang track, metal bang. Big bang track, metal bang.
And then we had another girl named Val, and she would get picked because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig, and they would snatch her wig off her head, and she would chase them all around. She was about 6th or 7th grade, but she might have been going to a special school. I don't know if she lost all her hair because she had cancer or what was going on with her. And the guys used to go by and pull her wig off her head, and she would take off and chase them all around until she caught them and she'd sock them. they didn't really get away from her while they were running from her. But she was a real fast girl, and we put her on our team every time we got a chance to.
Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you. This is G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a story for you. There were a bunch of soldiers in boot camp, and they were going through all the maneuvers. They went on a 5-mile hike with full backpack and dress and everything. And when they came back from the 5-mile hike, they had to go to the shooting range to shoot their weapons to practice hitting a target with their guns. And then they went on a range where they had to crawl on the ground, and they had to crawl under live ammunition to stay low with their backpacks on so that they wouldn't get shot. And after they crawled through the firing range, then they had to climb a block wall, a 10-foot block wall, and they had to climb the wall with their full backpacks and everything on, according, and with their rifle and everything. And then when they came off the block wall, then they went to the chow hall for lunch, and they lined up, and they went into the lunch hall, and they got a bowl of soup for lunch. So they sat down at the table, and they ate their bowl of soup. And when they finished their soup, they lined up at the kitchen and gave the soup to the officers, to the soldiers that were working KP in the kitchen. So they gave them the bowl of soup, and then they left. And the people in the kitchen took a 50-gallon soup pot, and they washed it. And then they took it out to empty the pot out, and they took it to the back door. And the colonel walked in, and he said, give me a spoon. And so the soldier went and got him a spoon out the drawer and came and gave it to the colonel. And then the colonel put the spoon in the liquid, and he put it in his mouth, and he said, oh, this is awful. This is the worst tasting soup I've ever eaten in my life. Oh, this is just disgusting. What do you call this soup, soldiers? And together they said, it's called dishwater, sir. Woo! I'm telling you, boy, those soldiers were in for a hard day. All right. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right. There was a man driving an 18-wheeler on the highway, and he passed a sidewalk cafe. And he pulled into the parking lot and parked his 18-wheeler in the parking lot. And he got out the truck and he walked into the cafe. And he sat down at the counter, and the waitress came over and asked him if she could take his order. And he said, yes, I'll have a double cheeseburger with everything on it. And I'll have a cup of coffee. And I'll have a piece of that apple pie that you have in that cabinet right there. And the waitress took his order and wrote everything down on the menu pad. And then she gave the order to the cook for him to cook his hamburger. And so the man was sitting at the counter waiting on his food to arrive. And while he was sitting there, three motorcycle bikers from a bike gang came in and sat down at the counter next to him. And they didn't say anything to him, but when his food showed up, one biker ate his hamburger, and the next biker drank his coffee, and the third biker ate his apple pie. And the man didn't say a word. He just got up. He walked to the cash register, and he paid for his ticket, and he left a tip for the waitress, and he walked out and got in his truck. And the bikers started laughing. They started saying, oh, he's a punk. He ain't a man. He's a sorry sissy. He ain't a man. He didn't make any comments about us eating his food. He didn't make any interruptions about us eating his food or nothing. And the waitress said, yeah, that's true. He didn't say anything about you eating his food, and he didn't make any complaints about you eating his food. But you know what? You didn't say anything about what company he drives for. Who is the trucking company that he works for? Because he rode over all of the motorcycles in the parking lot. On his way out of the parking lot, he smashed all the motorcycles with his 18-wheeler as he pulled out the driveway and hit the highway. So I guess he got the last laugh. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right, one more joke for you. There was a lady that walked up the staircase to get her son up to get him ready to go to school. And she said, rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get up and get out of bed. It's time for you to start getting dressed so that you can go to school, don't you know? You don't want to be late because you got to go. And he said, Mama, I don't want to get up. I'm tired. I spent a long night last night up, and I just don't want to go to school today. And his mother said, well, you got to go to school. He's like, Mama, just let me sleep like 15 more minutes, and then I'll get up, and I'll get dressed, and I'll go to school. And his mother said, okay, I'll set your snooze alarm on your clock. And I let you sleep 15 minutes. But when that alarm goes off, I'm going to come and wake you up and get you up so that you can start getting dressed so you can go to school because you don't want to be late for school. And he said, yeah. And he laid down and went back to sleep. And his mother set his snooze alarm on his clock. And then she went back downstairs. And then 15 minutes later, the alarm went off again. And his mother came up the stairs, and she was like, rise and shine, sleepyhead. Time for you to get up and get out of bed. Time for you to get dressed and get ready to go, because you got to go to school, don't you know? And he said, Mama, I don't want to go to school today. The teachers talk about me, and the students don't like me. I don't want to go to school today. Can I stay home? And his mother said, no, you can't stay home. And he's like, well, then let me sleep like for 15 more minutes, and then I'll get up and get dressed, and I'll go to school. And his mother said, okay, I'll give you 15 more minutes. Let me set your snooze alarm for 15 minutes, but when the alarm goes off, you got to get up and get dressed and get ready to go to school because you don't want to be late because you got to go to school, don't you know? And he said, yeah. He went back to sleep, and his mother set his snooze alarm for 15 minutes, and then she went back downstairs. And 15 minutes later, the alarm went off, and she came walking up the stairs saying, rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get up and get out of bed. It's time for you to get dressed so that you can go to school, don't you know? And he's like, Mama, I don't want to go to school. The kids don't like me, and the teachers talk about me. I don't want to go to school today. And his mother said, well, I don't care if the kids don't like you and the teachers talk about you. You got to go to school today because that's your job. You're the principal. Woo! You got to go. I'm G Money, and I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, back to the radio show, and maybe we'll hear a song. Maybe we can hear Candy. That's one of my favorite songs. So maybe we can hear Candy in the next selection of songs that we play. All right, back to more of the show.
So we go 12 deep to the park, and they found the four dudes that had jumped them, and we let them know, you don't mess with us, and they threw down. They beat these dudes up. They kicked their butt, but it was 12 on 4. Of course we were going to win that fight, but it didn't end there. The dudes that got beat up, they started whistling. And everybody that was gang-affiliated came to their rescue. They jumped out of the pool. They came out of the front. They hopped the fence, and the pool was empty. And everybody surrounded my 12 friends, and they started fighting. From San Francisco. And I went down the street, and these girls were smiling at me, waving at me.
It's a candy.
And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, I. And I said, I. Man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me.
It's a candy.
It says, oh, one girl waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these group of girls.
It's a candy.
And they looked at us and started waving at us, saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no. We're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? Those girls are calling.
It's a candy.
So he said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. And he said, that doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street.
It's a candy.
Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street. And I looked. And I said, what do you mean? They all got dresses on. He said, well, let's go over there and look.
It's a candy.
And he said, look at their neck. And I said, look at their neck. What do you mean? And I looked. And they said, the ones with the knot in their neck are not women.
It's a candy.
And I said, what? Are you serious? And I said, but they got dresses on. And I said, oh, my God. And I was, like, checking them out.
It's a candy.
And these girls were smiling at me. And I said, what?
Are you serious? And these girls waving at me, smiling at me.
It's a candy.
And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dicks, you know it's a man. But you might get stopped. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. When I was younger, living in South Central L.A., we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there, and they were having a two-on-two basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, Warren, we signed up to play as a two-man team. And I was the shooter, and he was a little taller than me, and he would grab all the rebounds and push the ball out to me, and I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot, and I would score. And we kept playing like that through the tournament, and we ended up winning the tournament, and we got $100. And so we went to Jack in the Box.
Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G-Money Sports Report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So follow G-Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'm going to be in it to win it.
Have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. That's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I got another joke for you. There was a man that was in an accident, and because of his accident, he lost his ears in the accident. And because he lost his ears, he won a big settlement in the lawsuit about the accident. So he got millions of dollars. And he decided he was going to start his own business. So he put the ad out that he was hiring people to work in his company. And they had men that lined up to be interviewed for the positions that were available. And the first man came in and sat down at the desk. And the man said, all right, well, this is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him, and he said, you don't have any ears. And the man said, get out of here. I don't want to talk to you. And the man got up and left. And then the interviewer went out to the lobby. And he got the next person in line. And he brought him in to the interview room. And he sat him down at a desk. And he told the man, he said, this is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him. And he said, you don't have any ears. And the man said, I don't want to hear that. Get out of here. So the man walked out the door, and he walked to the third guy that was waiting to come in to be interviewed, and he told him, he said, man, whatever you do, don't say anything about the man not having any ears, because he seems to be really sensitive about that. So if you can try to say something other than the fact that he doesn't have any ears, I think you can get the job. And the guy said, man, thank you for the heads up. That's good looking out. I appreciate the 411 on the interview. And he said, yeah, and if you get hired, you know, look out after me. And the guy said, yeah, man, I got your back. If I get hired, I'll look after you for sure. And he's like, all right, good luck with your interview. And then the interviewer came out and got the third guy, and he walked him into the interview room and sat him behind the desk. And he said, sir, this is an observation position, so tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him, and he looked at him, and he looked at him, and he said, you wear contact lenses. And the man was like, wow, that's amazing. Nobody's ever said anything to me like that before. Wow, that is really interesting. What made you think of that? And the man said, well, you can't wear any eyeglasses because you don't have any ears to hold your glasses up with. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, I guess now it's time for me to share a story with you that I recorded for the listening audience. So I wanted everybody to sit back and put your head back and put your feet up and relax. Maybe get something cold to drink and get something to snack on, some peanuts or some popcorn or some candy or something like that, and listen to the story that I recorded for the listening audience. It should be entertaining. It should be inspirational. It should be educational. And it should be, did I say entertaining already? Yes, it should be entertaining. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as we play the story that I recorded for your listening audience. Okay, DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Today, I'm going to talk about a fishing trip that I went on with my dad. We went deep sea fishing. Now, my dad had been deep sea fishing several times while I was growing up. But when I turned 15, he asked me if I wanted to go with him. And I was excited. I said, yeah, I want to go. So he said, all right, we're going to leave at 4 o'clock in the morning to go get on the boat and go out fishing. So get all your stuff together. And I said, okay. I was getting my fishing pole together. I got my tackle box with all my hooks and all my anchors and my sinkers and my weights to put on my pole. I got all of that together, and I got some extra string for my fishing line in case my string broke. I was ready. And I packed a backpack so I could have a change of clothes in case I got wet. I could change my clothes and dry off. And I went outside in my backyard, and I dug up a coffee can full of worms. That's right. I put dirt in my coffee can, and I filled it up with dirt, and then I dug up all the worms I could find, and I put them in the can. So I had about 25 worms. I figured that would be good enough for me to go fishing, that I'd have 25 worms to use as bait to go fishing, because that's what you use when you're catching fish. You put worms on your hook, and you throw it out there, and you catch fish. So I got all my stuff ready, and I was sitting by the door, and I sat everything by the door, and I was ready to go. And I went and laid down in my bed, and I said, okay, at 4 o'clock, we're going to leave and go fishing. But I was so excited about going fishing, I couldn't even go to sleep. I was laying on my bed, and I was thinking about all the stories I was going to tell about the big one that got away. Because, you know, I heard all the men talking about that. All my daddy's friends were always talking about the big one that got away. And when you see it on TV, they talk about the big one that got away. And I was like, I had my story all set up to tell when I didn't catch any fish.
because this was the first time I was going deep sea fishing, so I didn't know if I was going to catch anything. I was going to really try my best, but I didn't know if I was going to catch any fish, because it's different when you're going in the ocean and you're fishing as when you're fishing at a lake or in a pond where the fish are right there. You know, when you're in the ocean, you got to get the fish to come to where you are so you can catch them. So I didn't know how that was going to work for me. So I was just going to go out and do the best I can because I tried hard and I was hoping I would be okay. But if I didn't catch any fish, I had my stories together. Oh, I was going to talk about the big one. Whoa, whoa, it was about this big. And I almost caught it, and it got away. Oh, yeah, I got my story together. So I was laying on the bed, and I just couldn't go to sleep. I was so excited about getting up and going fishing in the morning. And I laid there and thought about my story that I was going to tell about the big one that got away. And I dozed off to sleep. So I was sleeping about 3 hours. And then all of a sudden my daddy woke me up and said, okay, let's go. It's time to go fishing. And I jumped up and I put my shoes on and I put my backpack on and I grabbed my tackle box and I grabbed my coffee can full of worms, and I grabbed my fishing pole, and I went out to the car to get in the car, and my daddy was pulling a cooler that he had filled with ice that we were going to put the fish in, and I was like, that cooler is going to be too small because I'm going to catch some big fish. I knew I was going to catch some big fish. So that cooler was going to be too small. That was going to be good for like 4-foot fish. But I was going to catch some 5 or 6 footers. I was positive I was going to catch good fish. So we got everything. We loaded the car and hung the fishing poles out the window. And we drove down to Long Beach Pier. And we parked in the section where all the cars, for all the people that were going fishing on the fishing boat, they parked in a special section. And so we went down and we parked on that section. And we unloaded the car and we walked up the ramp to the boat. And the captain met us at the entrance to the boat. And he asked us our name and he wrote our name down. It was like he was taking roll for everybody that was going on the boat. He wanted to know everybody's name and know everybody that was going to be on the boat. So we all lined up, and it was a lot of people. It must have been about 30 or 40 people, I think. And we lined up, and we got on the boat. And my daddy said, okay, we're going to sit over here on the side toward the front of the boat so you can see what happens at the front of the boat. And I was like, really? Something's going to happen at the front of the boat? And he's like, yeah, we'll watch it when we go out. So I put my pole down and all my tackle box and my backpack on my chair, and I was excited. I was like, we're getting ready to roll out, and I'm watching the front of the boat to see what happens. And we start off, and we're rolling out of the harbor, and we get to the breakwater, and then we hit ocean. We hit the ocean, and we're going out into the ocean, and I'm watching the land disappear because we're just going out into the middle of the ocean, and we're riding along. And my daddy says, look at the front of the boat. and I look at the front of the boat, and I see dolphins. Dolphins are leading the way for the boat to go in the ocean. And I thought that was so cool. The dolphins were leading the way. And it was like three or four dolphins that were leading the way. And I said, whoa, that's cool. And my daddy said, make sure you look around the back of the boat and see what you see. And I'm like, what am I looking for in the back of the boat? He said, look for fins, because there are going to be sharks that will be following the boat. Because, see, we're catching fish, and we're putting bait out in the water, and the fish are coming to the bait, and the sharks will be coming where the fish are. So there will be fish that will be coming to eat your worms, but there will be sharks that will be showing up to eat the fish. And the sharks follow the back of the boat. They don't go in the front of the boat. They follow behind because they're trying to sneak up on the fish. And I go, oh, wow, that's interesting. So I'm looking out the front of the boat, and I'm watching the dolphins jump out the water and go back in and jump out the water. And I think I counted four or five dolphins. And I'm like, whoa, they're leading the way. They're helping us get to where we're going. That's a good thing. And then I look in the back of the boat, and I'm looking for the fins for the sharks. But I don't see any fins yet. I don't see any sharks. And everybody, nobody's fishing yet. We're all talking, and we're getting everything together. Some guys are baiting their hooks and putting the weights on the hooks and everything, getting their lines together so that when we land where we're going to fish at, everybody will be ready. Well, I had done all of my baiting my hook and putting the weights on my hook and everything. I had done that already, so I was ready. I had some worms hanging on my hook, even though we didn't have the worms in the water. They were hanging on my hook, waiting to go in the water, waiting to go swimming, because I knew my worms were going to be good swimmers, and they were going to get a lot of fish. And I was happy. I was like, okay. So I'm sitting, and I'm looking at the front of the boat, and I'm looking at the rear of the boat, and I'm watching all the guys walk around the boat, and men are putting their fishing poles together. They're putting their twine, their lines on their reels, and they're rolling them up, getting the reels all ready for the deep sea fishing. And everybody's getting ready to fish. And I'm excited because I've never been deep sea fishing. And my daddy's like, all right, just sit down and relax. You don't want to get seasick. And he shouldn't have said that. Because as soon as he said that, I started getting stomach aches. And my head started hurting. And he was like, uh-oh, if you're going to throw up, lean over the boat and throw up. And I leaned over the boat and I threw up all over the back of the boat. And he said, okay, here's my napkin, my towel, my handkerchief. Wipe your face. And I wiped my face and I sat down. And he said, are you all right? And I said, no, I think I'm going to be sick again. And I threw up again. And he said, well, I think we may have to retire you until we start fishing. So anyway, it's time for a commercial break. Donald, play the song and then drop the spot.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Baby, how you doing? Come on in here. Got some hot chocolate in the stove waiting for you. But listen, first things first, let me hang up that coat. Yeah, how's your day today? Did you miss me? Oh, you did. Yeah, I missed you too. I missed you so much, I followed you today. That's right. Now close your mouth, because you cold busted. That's right, now sit down here. Sit down here, so upset with you, don't know what to do. And my first impulse was to run up on you and do a Rambo. We're about to jammy and flat blast both of you. But I ain't want to mess up this $3,700 Lynx coat. So instead, I chill. Chill. Then I went to the bank. Took out every dime. And then I went and canceled all those credit cards. Yeah. All your charge counts. Yeah. I stuck you up every piece of jewelry I ever bought you. Yeah. That's right. Everything. Everything. Get fly with me. Nah, don't go looking in that closet. Because you ain't got nothing in there. Everything you came here with is packed up and waiting for you in the guest room. That's right. What was you thinking about? Huh? What are you trying to prove? Huh? This was a juice. You know, I gave you silk suit, Gucci handbags, blue diamonds. I gave you things you couldn't even pronounce. Now I can't give you nothing but advice, cause you still young. That's right, you still young. I hope you learn a valuable lesson from all this. You know, you're gonna find somebody like me one of these days. Until then, know what you gotta do? You gotta get on out of here with that alley cat coat wearing, hush puppy shoe wearing, crumb cake I saw you with. Cause you dismissed. That's right. Silly rabbit tricks are made for kids, but you know that? You without me like cornflake without the milk. My world, you just a squirrel trying to get a nut. Now get on out here. Don't touch that coat.
Hey, and I'm like, I know they're not shooting at me, so I hit the ground. And they're shooting, and they're shooting. And I'm on the ground under a car, and I'm crawling down the street under the car. And I look out, and I see a bunch of white boys coming down the street the other way. And they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 9 millimeters. They're just blasting, blam, blam, blam. And they're shooting back at the Mexicans. And they're shooting at each other, and they're blasting. And I'm in the middle of the shootout. And I'm on the street, on the ground, and I'm under the cars, and I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do? I'm not trying to get shot. I ain't in no gang. I'm just trying to get to the party. And I'm standing out there, and I'm under the car, and I'm crawling under the cars. But I notice that they're on one side of the street.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories.
It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut it down and get ready for Friday's radio show. But before we go, I want to acknowledge all of the birthdays that people are celebrating today on March 22nd, 2023. I want to acknowledge all of the fans, the friends, and the followers of my radio show so that we can acknowledge their birthdays today. So, without further ado, DJ Papa D, can you give us a list of people that are celebrating their birthdays today?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, G-Money, here are the birthdays for today, March 23rd, 2023. Happy birthday to Shanika Smith. Happy birthday to Melanie Williams. Happy birthday to Carl Lloyd. Happy birthday to Christopher Tyne. Happy birthday to Afton Shavers. Happy birthday, Christian Hodge. Happy birthday, Nana Gamba Power. Happy birthday to Yvette Barnes. Happy birthday to Brandon Samuel. And last but not least, happy birthday to Melissa Roundtree. And that's it. So happy birthday to everyone, all of your fan club members and everyone else who's celebrating their birthday today, March 23rd, 2023.
Well, all right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And may God bless you with everlasting life. And may you be eternally grateful for the Lord and Savior that died for your sin. And I want to wish you the happiest birthday. May you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may you have everlasting life. So, without further ado, I want to sing you a birthday song. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Oh, almost didn't get that last note out. To you. Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo, you look like a monkey, and you act like one too. Oh yeah, I had to get that with it for all of the birthday people that are born this day after after the Pisces. Now we're celebrating Aries birthdays. So now I'm giving shout out to my baby brother whose birthday is on the 26th. And we're giving everybody shouts out that are Aries now. All righty then. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And happy birthday to all the Aries that are now in season. So, have a good time, Aries. Do what you do. The Rams are in season. All right. Well, without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us. on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
I'm back in the hood since I'm the Mac. My hair is long, my skin is black. I drink champagne and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money, I'm smooth as silk. I eat Cheerio with cold milk. That's Papa G, I'm calling Bill. His picture's on my window sill. I go to church in my room. She's the bride and I'm the groom. I work out right on Zoom. Getting fucked, playing Doom. Look at my arm. Hard as hell, I work out, can't you tell? Pimp all day, ring the bell. In my room, what's that smell? And they say I'm back, cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm back, cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. Come on, y'all, standing up, walking tall, up all day, ready to ball. Bigger they are, the harder they fall. It's my boy in the mall, Marky D, big head Paul, making moves, standing tall, making hella money, y'all. Shooting hoops in the park, behind my back, hitting the mark, going home before it starts. Feed my pigs so they don't bark. Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. Tell my girl, no time to sleep. Cause I'm G-Money and I'm going deep. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. And I get down, doing my thing all across the town. I get up and I get down. I'm the king and I wear the crown. I'm G-Money, I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission, I got a plan. Facebook Live, OnlyFans. I'm G-Money, yeah that's right. I lost my money, I lost my sight. I lost my house, but that's alright. I still got the Lord. Still in the fight. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. And they say I'm fat, cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat, cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black. Don't smoke crack. 6-5 is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA.
that the Mac is back.
Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.